mistaka.
Un grifo vino, poco loco, vecchio tutto, batticciuto, lavorato, poco rotto, vecchio tutto, batticciuto, lampo vato, poco rotto, se ci butto, batticciuto, vecchio vino, poco rotto, vecchio tutto, da guambino, da guambino, da guambino, da guambino,
Lindo, 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 l
QQQ, Vecchio, Vecchio, Antichito, Ippopoto.
Dada's gone. put nothing in the bank. So we might as well go home and have a nice cup of tea.
To the sky, entranced by the sight. These are future pilots, they will never die. These are future pilots, they one day will fly. These are future pilots, they one day will fly. Supersonic plane far into the sky. They're all coordination. They will never die. They're all people growing up. They one day will fly.
Pilots, one day we'll find future pilots. is Dick. Red man, the Weight Watcher, Dick Watcher. Red man eats two dinners. Red man, the overeater, a Dick getter. Red man's cousin Richard. Red man, Dick and her. Dick and her. Richard is Red man's Dick. Richard is the fat man. Great lover. Dick is Richard, Ratman the Dick Watcher. Wait, Watcher. Ratman's Dick is his fat. Ratman has a lover undercover. Ratman knows she likes Dick. Dick is no Weight Watcher. He's an overeater. Ratman's the Weight Watcher. Ratman must lose his dick. Dick Watcher. Ratman the Weight Watcher. Ratman must lose his dick. Dick Watcher. Ratman the Weight Watcher. Ratman must lose his dick. Dick Watcher. Ratman the Weight Watcher. Ratman must lose his dick. Dick Watcher. Ratman.
Hello, Kevin Atherton speaking. When Audio Arts invited me to do a piece of work for this, their brand new 3-cassette issue containing 4 hours of original soundworks by over 40 artists and accompanied by a 12-page, fully illustrated booklet available to you, the public, direct from Audio Arts, 6 Briarwood Road, London, SW4, at the knockdown price of £9.99, and knowing that no art college, library or private collection shall be without this issue, a primary artwork in itself, I of course replied to the invitation by saying, no. Instead I said, I'll advertise it. Buy it. Now.
Ann Lee, the founder of the Shaker religion, was born in Manchester, England, on February 29th, 1736. She was sent to the factory to work the machines at the age of 10. The old family was destroyed by the Industrial Revolution. Farm life had required large families. After the foreclosure and the migration of families to the city, people still continued to reproduce children that couldn't be fed. Factory owners exploited the children as cheap labor. Ann Lee was forced into marriage. Pregnancy made her feel unnatural. Her 4 children died young. At the same moment that mechanized work began, there appeared religions which had the function of causing the body to quake in dance and ecstasy. Ann Lee joined such a sect. They were the Quakers. She was taught to shake her body. She had visions. She believed that she was the female manifestation of Christ. God had originally made man and woman bisexually self-contained and equal. Because of Adam and Eve's sin in the garden, man was punished by having to work at labor he hated. Woman was punished by the burden of childbearing. The snake was heterosexuality. Sexual marriage was the unnatural result of man's fall. But Armageddon was coming, with the good tingings for the elect. The end was imminent. There was no need for new childbirths.
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters.
Pragmatically, sexual self-denial by members of a new community based on brotherhood and sexual equality could replace the evil of the patriarchal family. Instead of being enslaved by machines, all needed goods could be produced for common needs by cooperative handicraft. Divine revelation led Anne and her group to America in 1774. She believed America to be prior to Adam's sin. The Shaker meeting hall was divided bilaterally. On one half, brothers' benches faced sisters on the other half. Separate stairs on either side led up to chambers of the chief elder who lived on the left or to the chief eldress on the right. Power was divided equally. Workdays were devoted to sober, simple craft work. Sunday was for ritual, religious dances. The two sexes arranged themselves in 4 concentric circles. Rhythmically chants from the Bible while they march in circles. Stomping their feet, they shout, "Stomp the devil!" Place. The group cries, "Shake, shake, shake, Christ is with you." There is noise like a whoosh, which means the devil is present. People clap, they leap up and down. Some remove their outer clothes. A fit of shaking, ecstatic seizures passes over the group. Reeling, turning, twisting, some shakers bow down. Others rock on their feet. Still others are doubled over, feet and hands linked as they roll on the floor. They roll over and over like a wheel, or they turn like a rolling log. Some get down on four legs like dogs, growl, snap their feet and bark. Carnal mortification frees the shaker from false pride. Ritualistically, the devil is snared from his fighting place within the group and cast out. And the group becomes purified. Before the Shakers arrived in America, the Calvinistic Puritans had established its basic creed. The Shakers were proletarians, while the Puritans were the new emerging middle class. Work for the Puritan meant to detach himself. For the Puritan, men were divided into saints and sinners. Good and evil were absolute categories. Each man was to be personally responsible for his own salvation. The Puritans believed themselves that the agents of God's will, their purpose being to establish a new Jerusalem in America. While America prospered materially, there was always the fear that it might somehow be in the service of the devil, not God. And by the 19th century, 1800, a great religious awakening spread across the land based on this fear. Hellfire preachers preached from tents on the edges of towns. People were forced to reconsider the guilt of their lives, to repent. They recited biblical texts to the beat of piano and guitar music. This was the first introduction of popular instruments into the church service. People suddenly began to talk in tongues, begging for their salvation. They were born again. And finally, many looking for a spiritual refuge after their conversion joined the Shakers, swelling their ranks. Contrary to Calvinist belief in the individual's action of the world, Shakers believed only in the good of their internal group. While Puritans lived in fear or anticipation of the next life ahead, the Shakers believed that heaven could be possible now as a utopia on earth. There's a conflict between the individualism of Puritans and the yearning for a group free of sexual and economic competition.